waiting for the summer, waiting for the crowds, waiting for the holidays. Gone is the winter, here comes the summer, it's a bank holiday weekend.
To Speed of History, show number 217. I started this week off with 17 doing a timely song, Bank Holiday Weekend. That was from a 1979 EP. And the rest of this show turned out kind of, I don't know, not very punk. I just kind of followed some trends and ended up with this show. So maybe the next time I do a show, which will hopefully be less than a month from now, I'll make it much more punk and hardcore to make up for it. But I'm kind of into this show anyway. So I'm going to start it off with kind of a death rock band and move on from there, and I'll explain it all when it ends.
We'll be right back. house will rock. Blind boys don't lie. So clear through broken walls, that scream I hear. Cry, little sister.
Why and where and who's cat? save a life, all you do is stare. Sell yourself a cheap, make your mother weep. Lose your pride, it's hard to hide and harder still to keep. I'm back in full attack, never give in until they crack. Emergency, emergency.
So I started that one off with Community FK doing We Will Not Fall, which was from their 1983 album, The Vision and the Voice, which I believe they're from L.A. as well, which is a song I found myself babbling about a couple weeks ago because that chorus, you know, we will not fall, is a pretty much exactly lifted from lifted by, not from, the song I played next, which was the theme from The Lost Boys, Cry Little Sister, by Gerard McMahon, and that came out in 1987. So with, you know, the Hollywood area connection, everything, it's hard to believe that that wasn't just blatantly stolen, but of course, the Lost Boys song is much more cult-ish sounding than Death Rock. But anyway, and kind of going with that, I started playing songs that either referenced each other or had same titles and things like that. So next I played 999 doing Emergency, which was from their 1978 self-titled album, and then I played Girl School doing the song Emergency, which was from a 1980 Demolition LP. Great song that I hadn't really, only heard that in passing, I think, never really gave it a real listen until just recently. So next set, I'm doing more of the same, more stuff that kind of references each other and has, you know, similar titles and songs and stuff.
Warm leatherette. Warm. breaking glass in the underpass. See the breaking glass in the underpass. Warm leatherette. Warm leatherette. Warm leatherette. Warm leatherette. Hear the crushing steel. Feel the steering wheel. Hear the crushing steel. Feel the steering wheel. Warm leatherette. 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 Warm leatherette melts on your burning flesh. You can see your reflection in the luminescent dash. Warm leatherette. Warm leatherette. Warm leatherette. Warm leatherette. A tear of petrol is in your eye. The handbrake penetrates your thigh. Quick, let's make love before you die. On warm leatherette. On warm leatherette. Warm leatherette. Warm leatherette. Warm leatherette. Warm leatherette. Warm leatherette. Join the car crash set.
How can you do this? Truly multinational band. Bid, the lead singer, is an Indian, and the guitarist Lester Square, whose real name is Tom Hardy, is Canadian, and all the rest of the band come from Essex.
I started that one off with the normal, doing Warm Leatherette, which was from a 1978 EP, and the last lines of that song is what the next band took their name from, the Car Crash Set. And the song was Outsider, which was from a 12-inch EP, two songs, which came out in 1983. I then played another set band, the Monochrome Set, doing Alphaville, which was from a 1979 EP, and then I played the band Alphaville, obviously probably not taking their name from that song, but from the film instead. But anyway, Alphaville doing the song Big in Japan from their 1984 album, Forever Young. And Big in Japan is going to lead me into the next set.
Yeah. don't do it when you wanna come. Relax, don't do it when you wanna suck into it. Relax, don't do it when you wanna come. Whoa. Relax, don't do it when you wanna come. Relax, don't do it when you wanna suck into it. Relax, don't do it when you wanna come. When you wanna come. Come.
Ooh, 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 ooh,
So I started that with, as I said, Big in Japan, doing the song Big in Japan. That was from a 1977 EP called Brutality, Religion, and a Dance Beat. And they weren't a particularly good punk band, but the members went on to all be in fairly successful bands and have fairly successful producing and recording careers and stuff like that. The biggest name, obviously, was what I played next. It was Holly Johnson, went on to form Frankie Goes to Hollywood. And what I played was a demo version of Relax that was on some TV show before it got sent to Trevor Horn in 1983, so it was probably sometime in 82 or 83 that was recorded, but I can't tell you for sure. Next, I played another of the bigger bands that featured a member from Big in Japan, Budgie. He went to join Susie and the Banshees, and this was the first thing he recorded with them. It was Happy House from the 1980 album Kaleidoscope. And then finally, I played a novelty song as a Time Lords doing Dr. Natardis, which was from 1988, and that was Bill Drummond, who was in the KOF, Justified Ancients of Moo Moo, a bunch of different band names, all basically the same band. That's what he did. Anyway, so next set, since it's kind of been a post-punky, new-wavy, power-poppy kind of set, I'm just going to play four songs that I wanted to listen to in that vein.
When I met you, you were just 16. lot of girls who don't mean anything. So only look for one. That's the famous.
So I started that one off with Adam and the Ants doing Whip My Valise, which was from a 1983 version of Dirk Wears White Sox, but it was recorded in 1979, same as the rest of the original songs on the original release of that, I mean. And played an Irish band, The Radiators, doing their Looting in the Town was from their second album, Ghost Town, from 1978, and I played them because the next song I played, it's a similar sound, reminded me of them when I heard it. This is something I heard just recently. I've been looking for it for a long time. The Nerves doing Answer Clearly, and that's from their Notre Demo EP, no, LP, I think. Yeah, LP, from 1981. It's pretty much a lost classic there. It's really good stuff. No one knows of it somehow. It's not the Nerves, Paul Collins beat Nerves band. It's a totally different band. And then finally, I played T.V. Smith's Explorers. That's T.V. Smith from the adverts. Doing Last Words of the Great Explorer from a 1981 album of the same name. Well, thanks for listening. As I said, I will hopefully do a show coming soon, and it will hopefully be a more punk and hardcore show to make up for this lighter-themed show I ended up doing. I'm going to close with another Bank Holiday Weekend song. It's The Vandals doing Bank Holiday, which was off of a, I believe, 1979 comp called Voltage, or Voltage 79, actually. Anyway, thanks and goodbye.